Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. And it's time for Would Esmeralda Buy That? Would Esmeralda buy that? Yes. We asked this question. This is a new segment that we're going to be doing. And if you want to call in or text in, a couple of things. We're going to be talking about some real gadgets, some real products, some real items, some of which are really silly, some are weird, some are kind of cool, but most are not absolutely necessary to own. And Esmeralda, you have freely admitted that you have purchased a lot of goofy stuff. The infomercials and websites do succeed in seducing you into thinking that you need these items, and you have purchased many strange infomercial products in the past.
Totally.
And so here's the thing. 312-981-7200 if you want to call in. If you want to text in, 312-981-7200. If any of these products that I describe, if you own them, if you have them, if you use them, if you know anybody who has them, call us up or text us and tell us what they're like. If you have purchased weird products or items that you would like to share with us, talk or text right now at 312-981-7200. We'd like everybody at home to play along. The question is, would Esmeralda buy this? Everybody play along. You can play along on Facebook. By the way, let's hit 12,000 fans very soon. We're getting close. We're getting real close. I think we're about 100 away. About 100 away from 12,000. So get on Facebook and like us right now at Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. And you can leave your thoughts there on this. So would Esmeralda buy this? 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Okay. Now here's the item, Esmeralda, that I saw last night.
Mm-hmm.
On television, the commercial for the item that I saw before I left for my screening of the thing. And I immediately thought, well, I don't know, maybe Esmeralda would buy this because of your history with buying weird stuff. So here's what it's called. Now, I had never heard of it. Dan, you had heard of this.
Yes.
Because I texted you immediately and said, hey, here's this new bit I want to do. I think this one could be fun. But you would, this item I'm about to describe, you've heard, not only have you heard of, but two of them were delivered to our WGN family here somewhere in the building.
That is correct, yes.
Somewhere on the seventh floor, who works for WGN, ordered this item.
Yes, I saw it in our mailroom about a week ago.
And you suspected, what two people did you suspect ordered this?
Our boss, crazy man Jimmy DeCastro, who has enough energy as is, but would seem like a guy who would enjoy...
Yeah.
Working stand-up.
Yep.
As well as morning show producer Mary Sandberg.
Right.
Who's very fit.
She's very fit. And very lovely, Mary. She's a lovely, great, lovely
wonderful
woman.
Addition to
this. Wonderful addition to. We're happy to have her. She's lovely. And it's fun to see her every morning. She always makes me feel like I'm a fat slob. not by her actions, just by like my, I look at her at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, how can somebody look that good at 4 o'clock in the morning? And then I look like this. All right, so here's what the item is. Esmeralda, here we go. Now, so Dan seems to think that it might be Mary Sandberg and the deacon himself, the one, the only, the fantastic, Jimmy, my main man, DeCastro. Okay? It's called the Veridesk. Are you familiar? I see a very intriguing look on your face through the camera on the screen there, Esmeralda.
Yeah, I've seen these things.
It's the Veridesk Pro Plus 36. Now, what it is it's a standing desk that's designed to accommodate those with dual monitor setups or large workspace needs. The two-tier design gives you an upper display surface for your monitor and a spacious lower keyboard and mouse deck, height adjustable to 11 different positions, and ergonomic comfort. Remain sturdy and stable when fully extends. You use Veridesk's patented spring-loaded lifting mechanism to easily lift up as much as 35 pounds in 3 seconds, allowing you to stand up and sit down without breaking your concentration. Comes fully assembled right out of the box, no assembly, installation, or tools required. Now, the idea here is, Esmeralda,
Yes.
That if you're at your desk all day and you're on your computer and you're working, you need to get up every once in a while because the commercial says you shouldn't be sitting down for 8 hours. Which, of course, I don't buy that at all.
No, that is it is awful for you. It shaves years off of your life.
To sit down.
Yeah, to sit down for too long.
It is.
Yes.
Okay, well, all right. Okay, well, if you believe that it's horrible to sit down for 8 hours at a click, I don't, personally, then you can have the Varidesk, which everything on your desk, your workstation, your keyboard, your mouse, your monitor, all of that stuff, if you want to stand up immediately, you just, boom, you press this button and the thing stands up and you won't lose anything. It'll support the weight and it'll just, so you can stand up and sit down, stand up and sit down as much as you want in your 8 to 10 hour work day. So if you're concerned about sitting down too long, if you have the Varidesk, you can actually stand up in your workplace and continue working just so you don't sit down too long. Now, the question is, and which is the question that we will be asking for each of the items that we will be doing. The question is, and I'll answer it and I'll have Dan answer it, and then Esmeralda will give us the answer. Would Esmeralda buy that? Okay? Would Esmeralda buy that? Let's start with Dan Shugru. Dan, would Esmeralda buy the Varidesk Pro Plus 36?
If she worked at a different workstation where it would be feasible, I say yes.
Okay. So you're saying that if, because where she works now, it's not possible.
Right. None of us could actually operate it from our workstations.
No, not at all.
But if she had a normal work desk, I'd say yes.
Okay. I actually have a tendency, you know, I think we're going to say yes a lot this morning. That's just a guess.
I did mix in ones that are kind of dumb.
Okay.
For no's. So.
Okay. We'll see.
Sure.
Don't underestimate the power of Esmeralda's need to buy things. I'm going to agree with you, Dan. If she worked in a regular cubicle, you know, in an office situation where she was at a computer all day long, I think that she would buy this. What does this run? What's the price for this?
I believe I think the low end is like $300.
Yeah, it's a pretty hefty. You're gonna drop some money if you buy the Varidesk Pro Plus 36. So I'm gonna agree with Dan. If the situation was different, I believe that Esmeralda would indeed buy this. So here's the question: would Esmeralda buy this? Esmeralda?
No.
No, it's a no.
I am too lazy to stand all day. Even if it does go down, no, that's too much work.
Wow, all right.
I'll just get up and walk around.
We're wrong on the first one.
That's too much, like having to lift it. No, that totally breaks
but
the concentration.
But in the commercial, though, it's like effortless.
Yeah, well, those people are weirdos.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't know, it would be too much.
I wouldn't buy it. Are you kidding me? See, I live by Peter O'Toole's rules, and I used to live by them 9 months ago. I was living by them to a pretty strict T. Since then, the drinking portion of Peter O'Toole's rules I have not been living by. But he had this rule where Peter O'Toole says, why run when you can walk? Why walk when you can stand? Why stand when you can sit? And why sit when you can lay down?
Oh, yeah.
That was the greatest advice that any human being could ever give.
Yeah. A good lean. Oh,
come on. You ever have a boss at one of your first jobs tell you, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean?
No. Oh, no, but I did.
Wait a minute. You guys are both like
shaking. No.
You did what? You did a whole lot of leaning?
When I worked at the Tweeter Center.
Oh, at the Tweeter Center.
We had to be on our feet for hours on end. But, you know,
this was a favorite of one of my bosses at McDonald's. One of my bosses at McDonald's, she used to say that to everybody.
See, I didn't really have a job where I had to clean.
Yeah.
Or that was a big thing.
Well, I heard it a bunch of times. Never heard it at the Jewels. But when I worked at McDonald's, I heard it all the time. Particularly, I mean, not from just this one manager, but a lot. You got time to lean. You got time to clean. Dan, you've never heard You've Got Time to Lean, You've Got Time to Clean?
I have not. It's fantastic.
Jimmy DeCastro told me that Monday.
That's the real reason they bring you into that meeting, so you clean up after them.
Exactly.
I was at
the meeting, and DeCastro said, "Hey, DeGilio, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean." And then he put a paper hat on me and made me put a hairnet on. It was really quite weird. All right, we got a break, and we're playing If You Got Time to Lean, You Got Time to Clean. No, we're not playing that. We're playing Would Esmeralda Buy That? And the other question is, would you? 312-981-7200, send your text. If you have any of these weird items, if you have a Varidesk, we'd love to hear from you. We're going to go through a bunch of different products and different items this morning. And at any time, if you want to join us, you can. Of course, that is A Day in the Life, one of the greatest songs ever recorded. Recorded by George Martin, a very, very, very huge, massive, never-will-be-filled loss in the history of music. George Martin passed away at the age of 90 this morning was considered the fifth Beatle, producer, arranger, incredible producer, the most influential, groundbreaking music producer perhaps in the ever. And produced all of the Beatles' music did things like A Day in the Life. Extraordinary stuff. This is a massive loss to the world of music, George Martin. So we're going to be – our breaks this morning are going to be all – our bumps this morning are all going to be Beatles songs. So there you go. I chose this one, and Dan will choose a couple, and Esmeralda will choose a couple. And if you want to chime in here, 312-981-7200. He was an extraordinary talent, and man, it's not absolutely irreplaceable. So, all right. Morning, everybody. It's Nick DeGilio at 720 WGN, and we are in the middle of playing Would Esmeralda Buy That? So far, Dan and I have predicted wrong on the first one. We guessed wrong. And again, at any time, if you have any weird products, infomercial stuff, or any of the products that I name, if you have them, we mentioned the Varidesk already. And, Dan, we do really have to find out who those two people are who work at WGN who have the Varidesk. Wouldn't it be easy if we just walked around and looked in the cubicles?
Unless it's an office person, but yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, unless it might be there in their office. I was in Jimmy's office Monday. I wasn't looking for the Varidesk.
He didn't easily pull it up and then
no,
down?
No, he was not sitting at his desk. He was at the other part of his office. But I did not look to see if Jimmy had the Varidesk. But you're right. I could totally see Jimmy having it and using it not just to stand up, but to stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down for 15 minutes straight. So, okay, are you ready for the next item, Esmeralda?
Yes.
It is called, and in addition to, by the way, I just want to make this prediction. I'm saying that not only will we have a lot of yeses this morning, Dan, but I'm saying I'm saying it sometimes when I say the name of the item, she's going to say yes even before I describe it because she's going to know what it is.
Because all of those items always have very descriptive names.
Right.
They want to get to the point.
I know, but yeah. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here's our next item. The cat crib. It is a cat hammock that fits virtually under any chair. Use wasted space underneath your chair and eliminate clutter from bulky pet beds. Somewhere your cat can hide out and sleep. The strap design does not slip. So it's a little hammock that you clip onto the legs of a chair, and instead of having another item in the house, the cat can just go under the chair and hang out, and it saves space. Now, the question is, would Esmeralda buy that? And let's start with Dan Shagrew. Dan Shagrew, and I'm looking at the cat crib right now. It's pretty. The picture's pretty awesome. Okay, Dan.
I will vote yes.
Absolutely yes. Absolutely. I say yes. And she would buy that for Smokey, her cat, and the cat would go, Yeah, that's real great, idiot. Now feed me. Esmeralda, would you or would you not buy that?
Now, I was about to say no, but then I saw that it comes in purple, and I think it's velvet. It looks like velvet.
That's really funny that you say that, because the cat I grew up with's name was Velvet.
Oh.
And I'm looking at the picture of a cat. Doesn't look like Velvet.
Also, I love that all the cats in the pictures look super bored.
Yeah. So, yes or
but
no?
But I would get it, because these cats look like my cat. So it's like, yeah, no, she'd be into it.
Okay. Woo! We got one right. Oh, you got that? Okay, good. All right, so we've got this for when you get it wrong. And then we have the correct buzzer is. Okay. All right, so that we're one for two. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, we're one for two. So yes on the cat crib. Okay.
Wait, we're one for two, right?
Yeah, one for two. Okay. And Esmeralda, by the way, if anybody wants to find the website where these items were found, is a website that I'm guessing that Esmeralda has bookmarked on all of her computer items, including her phone. It's www.dudeiwantthat.com.
No, but that makes sense.
Yeah. So get that one bookmarked, Esmeralda. Dudeiwantthat.com is where these items came from. Okay? All right. Are we ready for the next item?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're not, because we have to break. We're going to have to guess after we take a break. Thank you, Dan, for doing your job. I'm an idiot. All right. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back and play some more of Would Esmeralda Buy That? All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And that is the Beatles. Who was that? Was that whose choice was that?
That was mine.
Esmeralda, you chose Michelle, my yes. Belle. George Martin passed away, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, music producers in the history of the medium. He was 90 years old, and it's a huge, irreplaceable loss to the world of music, and it's a sad day in music. George Martin, Beatles producer, and much more than that, has passed away. All right, we are back now with more of Would Esmeralda Buy That? We got some texts here, Esmeralda.
Okay.
773 area code says, a lot of these things are bought based upon the time of day and sobriety. Many of these look good at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yes, we talked about that in the past.
Oh, no, they look good all the time to me.
Well, for you, they look good all the time. For a lot of people who are loaded at 4 o'clock in the morning, they look real good. 847 area code says, I have a Varidesk. It has made such a difference. I have degenerative disc disease, and constant sitting is the worst thing. Being able to stand occasionally helps tremendously. There you go. 440 area code says, I bought a tailgater. And it's spelled G-A-T-O-R. Tailgater. It's a gas-powered blender that looks like an alligator tail. It has a pull start and starts like a weed whacker. I don't understand.
That seems kind of like too much work for something that just had a button before.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't really understand the need to have a...
Do you use it outside?
I don't know.
Because I would think tailgater is the... You know,
yeah, probably. Tailgater, yeah. So you can... Well, can't you bring a blender outside?
Well, you need an outlet.
People have out... Jeez, are you kidding me? Have you ever gone to some of these setups at tailgates? At, you know, like college football or NASCAR or at a Bears game? You ever see some of the stuff that these people have set up? It's insane.
Oh, this thing is kind of awesome.
See, here we go. I'm telling you, Dan.
Wait, it looks like the back of a truck or something.
So they have it hooked up to the back of the truck?
No, it just looks like it.
Oh.
But it's the same. Yeah, I don't understand why. It's a gas-powered blender.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean,
gas-powered blender. Well, gas-powered blender makes sense because you're talking about if you're not at one of these fancy schmancy.
Right, for camping or...
Camping and stuff.
Wouldn't it get smelly?
I guess.
I would think like a...
Listen, if you're camping, it's already smelly.
Yeah, but like gasoline.
Either way. 630 area code says, before the popularity of the internet, I used my birthday money from my in-laws to buy the two-disc CD set of Monster Ballads. My husband was embarrassed. Yeah, Monster Ballads. Okay, are we ready for the next item? Esmeralda, are you ready for the next item?
Yes.
All right, the question is, would Esmeralda buy this? The smartphone wind blocker. $14.99 from Amazon. Protects the microphone of your smartphone and tablet from disturbing wind. No more wind noise during phone calls. Easy to use and transferable from other smartphones or tablets. Easy clip-on design. Now, I'm looking at this thing right now, and they have an example of three of them on the Amazon page because they come in three different colors. You have black, gray, and orange. And it just looks like a ball with a slit in it. And I don't know what you do. You stick the phone in it? And then it does, so the wind doesn't.
You would insert the phone.
Into the thing.
Into the slit.
And you would be able to hear and talk into it, but it would be, you know, that kind of thing. All right.
It prevents that.
It prevents it. That's what I'm saying. Okay. The smartphone wind blocker starting at $14.99 from Amazon. Dan, the question is, would Esmeralda buy this?
No.
Okay. And I am also going to say no. Esmeralda, would you buy this?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You know why? Because I talk to my mom a lot. And I'm walking places, and she always complains about how she hears the wind. And then goes, it's so windy out there. Did you wear a coat? Like, she'll go off on that. So if I had one of these babies.
Okay.
No complaints.
Now, are you looking at it right now? Do you see what it looks like?
Actually, I just saw the picture of the alone, and I was like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But then it made sense. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I couldn't make heads or tails out of it. It just looks like three balls.
I like the idea of it.
Okay. All right.
If you go to the Facebook page, our Facebook page, the wind blocker in action is shown.
Oh, so you can see it as how it's supposed to be used, the smartphone wind blocker. All right, we were wrong twice now, Dan. All right, are you ready, Esmeralda, for the next item?
Yes.
Up for bids on The Price is Right. Da-da-da-da. Let's play Plinko. All right. I like the one where the dude goes, hala, 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 the dude who's climbing the mountain, then he falls off the mountain. Hala, hala, hala. You know
which one? The one with the money, right?
Yeah, he's climbing up the mountain.
They're all with the money.
He's like, they're all with the money. He's climbing up the mountain. Hala, hala, he yodels, and then he falls off the mountain and dies.
Is that the game?
That's it. It's called Fall Off the Mountain and Die. That's the game that they... And he falls off. And all right, are you ready? Here we go. Next item. You ready?
Yes.
The pizza slice nightlight. The pizza slice nightlight. Light up your nightlife with this fun pizza nightlight from Kirkland Design. If you are a pizza lover, this light will be a perfect addition to any room in your house. It looks like an authentic slice of pizza stuck to a paper plate, radiating a soft orange light to lull you to sleep. The price on this novelty item is an adorable $6, including free shipping, which includes a 7-watt light bulb. The pizza slice nightlight. Now I'm looking at this thing, and it's a... It looks pretty repulsive. So I don't know. But the paper plate, it's the old school paper plate with a slice of pizza, triangle cut, which is wrong. Pizza should be cut in squares as God intended. And it lights up. And it emits a soft orange light to lull you to sleep. Okay, Dan, would Esmeralda buy that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to split the vote here because I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Esmeralda would not buy that. Esmeralda?
You would be right.
I am right?
Yes.
Oh.
It looks way too... Does it look this real?
And this is for Dan. It looks gross. It looks like a piece of pizza stuck... It looks like a piece of pizza stuck on a paper plate. I don't want that to be my nightlight.
Right. And what glows I want? Like, is it, like, emanating from the paper plate and then it highlights the pizza. I would get hungry every day.
I think the bulb is actually behind the pizza. So my guess is that the pizza actually, because it's an orange light.
Right.
So my guess it's orange because of the toasted cheese.
I would get so hungry just watching that.
I'm telling you what, I would not get hungry looking at that thing every morning.
I'd wake up and go, oh, I want pizza.
But it will lull you to sleep.
No, it wouldn't, because I'd be thinking of pizza.
Wouldn't that lull, that would, that, oh. Well, anyway, I'm right on that one. Esmeralda says no, she would not buy the pizza slice nightlight. That's the stupid. Yes. That's one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. Dan, did you purposely chose that because it's so damn stupid?
That was one of the ones I thought she would go for.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Does anybody have that? Did anybody buy the pizza slice nightlight? Does anybody have the smartphone wind blocker? Esmeralda's interested in that one.
Yeah, I want to know if that works.
Wants to know if that works. And how about the cat crib? Esmeralda's also interested in the cat crib. If you have any of these, Esmeralda would like to spend money on these things. Before we break, Esmeralda, why don't you tell everybody the little item that you showed me? I told you when I came in at night, I said, hey, we're going to do this bit called Would Esmeralda Buy That? And you bought something. Some gadgety thing. You said, oh, look what I bought. And you showed it to me. Tell everybody what you bought.
So I bought, it's just like a smart bulb, essentially. It has, you plug it, you know, you put it in like a regular old light bulb.
Screw it into a lamp.
Yes. Yep. And then it's run by a, you can run it through an app on your phone.
So and you can has, turn it on and off from anywhere you are as long as you have the app on your phone.
Right. So for, you know, normal things, you can turn it on, like, say, when you're not home and you want to just have lights on so people think you're home.
Yeah.
And things like that. Or you can set the mood because it's got all these different colors and you can actually have, like, fun party colors or you can just warmer colors and things like that.
If you and V want to get sexy, you can change the light and put on that Art of Noise song. And yeah. then you're set for the... Hey! And then you're set for the evening.
Yes. No, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it as sunshine, essentially.
Because when you sleep during the day, your room is like a cocoon.
Yes. It gets way too dark in there, and I hang out way too long, and then the whole day's gone.
So you're going to set it so that it comes on and it has a nice glow. Why don't you just get the pizza night light?
Or a Varidesk so you feel better at work and you wouldn't need the light.
Well, no, but I got to... No, so it wakes me up. Like, I'm like, ooh, it's morning.
Yeah. Well, ooh, or you could wake up and go, ooh, it's pizza. All right. We have to break. More of Would Esmeralda Buy That? Coming up. And if you have any of the items that Esmeralda either wants or doesn't want, 312-981-7200.
All the lonely people. Where do they all come
from? Dan, is this you? Yeah. Nice job, man. Nice choice. George Martin passed away last night. 90 years old. Was the fifth Beatle. Was the producer-arranger for their music. And was an absolute musical genius whose talent will never be equaled. And we are playing Beatles songs in honor of a musical genius passing away. A massive loss to the world of music. The one, the only, the brilliant, the genius George Martin has passed away. Okay, we're back again. And Esmeralda, are you next? Are you ready for the next item in Would Esmeralda Buy That?
Oh, yes.
Okay, here we go. The DPTR Clamshell Wallet. It's crafted with 100% genuine leather. It secures cards and cash with folded-over design and braided elastic band. Includes smooth, no-scratch lining in the interior. It eliminates bulk while retaining maximum functionality. And it's made in Chicago. And it's $39.95 from DudeIWantThat.com. It's also described on the page as genuine, classic, buttery leather. Strip your wallet down to basics. Okay. Dan, would Esmeralda buy that?
No.
All right, you're saying no. I am also saying no. Esmeralda, would you buy the clamshell wallet?
No.
Oh, look at that. We're right. It just looks dumb. And you don't carry a wallet anyway, do you?
Well, I have like a big wallet, like a lady wallet. I don't know. It's got, you know, you can put your change and everything in there. I don't know what you call them. Like, it's large, so you wouldn't.
I'm sorry.
Like,
I don't know why, but I think that's going to show up on Friday. I think that's going to show up on Friday. I have a big lady wallet. I really, really think that is going to show up on Out of Context on Friday. Sorry.
See, I don't like this also because you can't carry change.
Okay.
It just falls out of your pocket.
Right. You can't. That easy wallet face thing, it can't do that. The clamshell wallet
Although
face.
Although I do like it says buttery.
Buttery. That was the one thing that I went, ooh.
I got excited like, oh, is it food?
Yeah.
No, it's
can
not.
Can I taste the wallet? Will it taste like butter if I eat it? All right. So that was it. We were right on that one, Dan. We got that one right. All right. And again, 312-981-7200. You want to chime in here with anything, you can text or call us, 312-981-7200. Any weird items that you have or any of the items that we mentioned. All right. Are we ready for this? All right. Would Esmeralda buy this? You ready, Esmeralda?
Yes.
The Egg Monster Toast Cutter. It's our freaking awesome Egg Monster Toast Cutter that makes breakfast scary good. This fun little gadget forms a perfectly shaped toast frame, just the right size to fry up bacon, and a cutout mouth with crooked teeth. The easy cutter is packaged with a full-color peggable display box with easy-to-follow instructions. It's $8.99. Now, if you see a picture of of what this is, it's possible for you to use the Egg Monster Toast Cutter to cut out like a mouth, like with teeth, with jagged teeth, and a big eye. Like it would be a hole for like a sunny side up egg, so it looks like an eye. So it looks like you have a piece of toast that's nicely toasted. It's a monster with one egg eye in the middle. It's got horns and teeth. So you just basically take a piece of toast. You slam this thing like a cookie cutter on it. It looks like a monster, and you fry an egg in the middle of it so that it looks like it's got one fried egg eye. Okay, that's the Egg Monster cookie or the Egg Monster Toast Cutter, and it is $8.99. Dan, would Esmeralda buy this?
Yes.
Okay, I am also going to say yes. Esmeralda, would you buy the Egg Monster Toast Cutter?
Yes. Wait, you said something about bacon, didn't you?
No.
Oh.
You accidentally slipped and said bacon instead
of okay.
Egg.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I said bacon instead of what?
Egg.
Oh, an egg. Oh, it's egg. Okay. It's an egg. No bacon. Does that change things?
Not at all.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I said bacon because when I saw this thing in the pan, I was thinking to myself, you know what's missing? Well, you can make a bow tie out of bacon and put
there
it underneath them.
Mustache.
Yeah, oh, bacon mustache. Yeah. Make a bacon mustache for the monster.
By the way, have you never eaten this? Eggs in a basket, essentially?
What do you mean, in bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never tried to make a monster face out of it, no.
Well, right, that would be difficult. You need this thing for $8.99.
That's right, you need this thing for $8.99. Okay, Esmeralda.
But it's adorable.
I can see she's making the list right now of future purchases. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
I don't understand this. Dan, I don't know if I understand this. It is the, okay, would Esmeralda buy this? Again, 312-981-7200. The Metamorphic Rock Naturally Insulating Cup. It's artisan milled from blocks of black marble. No two cups are the same. Unique curved design for ease of use and scent direction / concentration. No dilution or aftertaste. Dishwater safe. Easily warm or cool prior to serving a hot or cold beverage. The height is 4.25 inches. Diameter 2.25 inches. Capacity is 8 ounces. And it's made for lifetime use. And it's made of the stone. It's called the Stone Cup. And it's $55. What? It says, refine your drinking experience with an artisan milled black marble stone cup. All right. Dan, would Esmeralda buy this?
If it was cheaper, I would say yes. But because it's 55 bones, No.
Okay, because of the price only, you're saying no.
Correct. All right.
I'm saying even if it were cheaper, Esmeralda would not buy this. I'm saying no as well. But I don't even think she'd buy it even if it was $10. Well, maybe she would have put $10. But I'm just saying, I'm going to say no. All right, Esmeralda, the Stone Cup. Would you buy this?
No, but only because it is a lot of money.
See, Dan, you're right. You're absolutely right.
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Because I was watching the video for the Kickstarter, and it looks kind of dumb. But then they put it in a fire. Like, they were camping, and they put it in a fire. It's like, oh, that sounds nice. Like, you heat it up, and then you pour your coffee or whatever, and it's all warm and toasty, and your hands get warmed. Mm.
Obviously, Dan would not buy this item because he doesn't like hot liquid.
No, you could stick it into, like, an ice barge,
exactly.
And it would be cold.
Mm-hmm. But that just
seems... anamorphic rock.
That's
plus,
right.
You get to say, I'm going to have a drink from my anamorphic rock mug.
It also seems a bit much, though, in the sense of...
Oh, you think?
You got to put
really?
This thing in a fridge or in an oven to heat it up first, and then you can use it.
All right, 312-981-7200. We have to take a break. We'll come back. We have a few more items for would Esmeralda buy this? We'll be right back. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6. Roger Badish, who does the news here at WGN, is up listening, and he requested Nowhere Man. And the reason we're playing all the Beatles bumps is because the great, the one, the only, the magnificent genius, George Martin, has passed away. He was 90. He was the fifth Beatle. He was their producer and arranger, and his talent will never be replaced. One of the greatest talents in the history of music, and probably the greatest producer and arranger of all time, has passed away. And so we're remembering George Martin. Rest in peace, George Martin. And we are remembering him by listening to some great, great Beatles music. Now, we are in the middle of playing our new game. Would Esmeralda buy this? Esmeralda has a thing for gadgets and infomercials and goofy products. Right, Esmeralda?
Yes.
Okay, are you ready for your next item?
I am.
All right. Sand off! Sand-removing beach mitt. Leave the sand at the beach or in the sandbox. Powder-infused blue mitt easily takes sand off of the skin. All natural, kid-friendly, it really works. Just pat the mitt, rub skin, and bye-bye sand. $25 from Amazon. The sand off. All right. And Dan, what are you saying? Are you saying, would Esmeralda buy this? The sand off.
Yes.
You're saying yes. Esmeralda would indeed buy the sand off. I am going to say, no, because I don't know if we've ever discussed this or not. I don't think Esmeralda's a real beach person. I don't think Esmeralda goes to the beach often enough or likes the beach enough to be concerned about, you know, removing sand.
I would agree with that. But I think that Esmeralda has family members who would force her to go to the beach. And they would make her, and she does not strike me as a person who likes to use those weird showers where you have to, like, get your sand, you know what I mean? Those really weird public showers where you have to get the sand off. So that was my reasoning. That, all like, right. Like somebody in your family's like, we're going to the beach, we're going to the dunes, you're coming with, let's go.
All right. Well, I'm going to say no, you're going to say yes. Esmeralda, would you buy this sand off?
First off, Dan, that's an amazing story. No, I would not.
Okay, so I get. And Dan, you get. Now, the question that I had immediately when I read this was, does it work with cat litter? Because, like,
why would you have cat litter all over
you? No, like, does your cat ever get out of the litter box and, like, traipse some cat litter around, like, around the litter box?
Yes.
Okay. What if you had this little mitty mitt? And you could just, pick it up.
Yeah, but I don't think it does that. I don't think it sticks
It's just
kind of like...
It's for your skin, right?
Flings it off.
No, I thought you like to roll around in cat litter. That's why I thought...
I don't think the mitt is magnetic or static.
I don't know how it works.
Honestly.
It's powder infused is what it says.
Honestly, couldn't you just get a towel?
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Hand?
Well, you could do that for a lot of things that you buy, Esmeralda. There are many other things that you don't need to purchase that could be replaced by a towel, I'm assuming. Like, a light bulb on a timer could replace the thing that you bought with the app.
Where do you get a light bulb on a timer?
You can get a timer for your lights in your house. That's been around since, like, the 60s.
Yeah, but I want it to wake me up.
So set the timer, you know, like an alarm. Set it to...
I did not know that was...
I'm sorry, hang on.
I always thought those were like for outside.
No, you can hook up a timer to any lamp that you want in your house.
Huh. If you guys had gone vacation to the beach, you'd know that's how it works.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. I'm thinking if, you know, something could easily be done with a towel, you would still buy something that's cool.
Well,
you know, that's better than a towel.
Maybe because I wouldn't want to get my towel all sandy. But you can easily just wipe off sand with your hand.
All right. Okay. Now, and again, if you have any of these items, 312-981-7200, we've talked about the Varidesk, which we got a good testimonial on, mm-hmm. The cat crib, which is a cat hammock that fits under chairs, which Esmeralda said yes to.
Yeah.
The smartphone wind blocker, which prevents wind noise, Esmeralda said yes to that. The pizza slice nightlight, Esmeralda said no. The DPTR clamshell wallet, it is buttery.
That's what they say. But,
yeah.
You know.
Okay. And she said no.
I said no.
The egg monster toast cutter, you said, of course, yes.
That's a big yes. That's adorable. Big eye.
The metamorphic rock naturally insulated rock cup. You said no, but if it were cheaper.
Right.
Because you liked the idea of throwing it into the fire.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Okay. 312-981-7200. All right, are we ready for the next item?
Yes.
In Esmeralda, would Esmeralda buy this? Okay. You ready?
Yes.
The iVac Home Touchless Vacuum. Now, you're not at a computer now.
No, I know what it is.
Oh, you do? Of course you do. See, I knew this was going to happen.
No, he gave me...
Okay, so you looked at the
so
stuff
at least
already.
I could
okay.
see the picture.
I was going to show it to you if you didn't see what
so
it looked
like. No, so I could see a picture of it.
Okay, so the iVac sits quietly in the corner of your kitchen. That's good to know. You wouldn't have to sit there going, ba-da-da-da-da-da. You got friends over, like, what is that? It's my vacuum cleaner. He's a little noisy. Da-ba-doo-dee-doo.
He loves free jazz, so.
Yeah, and he just scats in the corner going, do-ba-do-da-ba-do-da-do-da-ba-do-do-dee-do. And what is that, man? That's my scatting vacuum cleaner that just sits in the corner of the kitchen.
I thought it was David Lee Roth.
Ba-da-do-da-do-do-wop-bit-it-up.
I mean, he's got nothing to do lately, right?
No, he just leans against a record machine all the time.
And then you tell him to clean.
I would buy that.
What, the David Lee Roth?
David Lee Roth? I mean, for like a day, and then I'd probably give him
away. Wait, you would buy David Lee Roth to just what, lean?
Lean
and
clean stuff. But then he'd have to be like, ba-da-da-da-day. Like, he'd have to do that.
Wouldn't you be concerned about your light fixtures on your ceiling that he might kick them out? He's like, he does a roundhouse kick, takes out your kitchen ceiling fan.
Oh,
that you'd have to just have to clear everything off the ceiling because he's going to be running around the house going, da-ba-do-do-do-do-bop, cleaning with a towel and kicking all the light fixtures out of the ceiling.
What if you put some sort of duster on his feet so then he could reach up there when he kicks?
Oh, you tie some Swiffers to his shoes.
Right.
And then he can get the ceiling fans with
Perfect.
His feet. That's a good idea. Can we call David Lee Roth right now? We know Sammy Hagar. Maybe we can have Hagar call David. Well, they're not on speaking terms.
No, they don't like each other.
All right, let's get back to the iVac. And luckily, the iVac sits quietly in the corner of your kitchen, awaiting the awakening of its magic eye. These infrared sensors activate vacuum inhalation when you sweep debris into its territory, making the IVAC more of an automatic dustbin than a full-on vacuum cleaner. The IVAC Home benefits include faster cleanup of hard floors and the elimination of the bending and scraping and re-scraping, and forget those bits can just stay there that accompany sweeping into a standard dustbin. That the home version has a 1,000 motor capability of drawing in dirt, dust, pet hair, litter, and you accidentally spilled on the floor. Okay, so I find this description really creepy because it's like it sits quietly in the corner with its magic eye, waiting to activate its vacuum, you know, inhalation. So it's like, and then you look at it, you've seen it,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like a robot of some kind.
Yeah, like it's going to start talking.
It's really, I think it's a little creepy.
It's like, how?
So that's the, and it's $99 from there. So it's the IVAC, it just sits quietly in the corner. So the IVAC Home Touchless Vacuum. Would Esmeralda buy this? Dan Shagru, would Esmeralda buy the IVAC Home Touchless Vacuum?
I think, once again, the price plays a big factor here. But I am going to say yes.
You're saying yes. $99 for the IVAC Home Touchless Vacuum. Okay. I am going to split the vote, and I'm going to say no. So we put this question to Esmeralda. Would Esmeralda buy this? The IVAC Touchless Home Vacuum Unit.
I want to say yes so bad.
Oh.
But I have to say no.
And it's because of the price.
And it's a one-use thing.
Yeah.
Does it suck on the broom? You know what I mean? Because you have a cat, there's all those hairs. And eye shed as well.
I don't know if it sucks on the broom. I'm not aware. Maybe not on the first date, I would imagine. Because it's just standing quietly in the corner.
Because if it did do that.
David Lee Roth sucks on brooms, though. I think that's one of the features of David Lee Roth, the cleaner, is that he sucks on brooms.
Right. I do love the idea, though.
Of having David Lee Roth around the house?
No,
just
because I want to put Swiffers on his feet.
Right. So he can do the big giant spin kick.
Yeah. No, but that thing, like, it'll...
You like the idea of the of the toothless. The touchless vacuum, not the toothless vacuum.
Right.
By the way, David Lee Roth, toothless. I don't know if you know this. Yeah.
Oh, boy. I just like, you know, like a dustpan. It's,
I understand.
It's pretty useless.
I know. I understand. All right. So, again, that was a no.
That was a
no. I think I'm in the lead, Dan.
You are correct.
And there's one left. One item left on would Esmeralda buy this? Okay, and we'll find out after we take a break here. One of my favorite Beatles songs of all time. Well, I mean, come on. They're all my favorite Beatles songs of
right,
all time.
Yeah.
We lost George Martin last night, producer and arranger for the Beatles. He died at 90 years old. A loss to the music world that will not ever be replaced. Maybe the greatest producer arranger in the history of music. Produced all the Beatles records, signed the Beatles when nobody else would sign them. You know, his contribution to music is immeasurable. A texter from the 608 area code requested that. Thank you. That's In My Life. A great, great song. Okay, we have one more item, Esmeralda. Are you ready? Because we're playing Would Esmeralda Buy This?
Yes.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
All right. This is clearly the most ridiculous one of all. The Batmobile Robotic Lawnmower. This is a more advanced model with higher capacity. Evidently, they already had a Batmobile robotic lawnmower, but this is the upgrade.
2.0.
Yeah. Manages both mowing and charging automatically and is suitable for areas up to a half acre. When the battery needs recharging, the mower returns to the charging station, charges, and then continues mowing. Since this model cuts the grass so frequently, the result is excellent. Using the settings via the keypad and display, the mower can be adjusted to do a first-class job, even on lawns with a complicated shape. So it's automatic. You don't have to push it. You press a button on the little thing, you program it, and it rides around, and it looks like the damn Batmobile. Now, Dan, is this the Batmobile? Is this the Batmobile from the Nolan movies? Or?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so this is designed as the Batmobile from the Nolan movies, and it rolls around. How big is it? It's not the size of an actual car, is it? It's got
to No. I mean, it's smaller than a regular lawnmower, but bigger than a Roomba, let's say.
Okay, so it's bigger than a Roomba, but a little bit smaller than a regular. Okay. All right, so that's what it is. It looks like the Batmobile. It's robotic, and it's a lawnmower, and it only cost almost $2,200. So, Dan, what do we think here? Would Esmeralda buy this, the Batmobile robotic lawnmower?
If price were not an object, and she had a lawn.
That's the big thing.
I would say yes, but in this case, no.
Because currently, if I'm not mistaken, Esmeralda, you do not have a lawn.
I don't.
Yeah. You have to answer. I'm going to say no anyway. But once you tell us whether you would buy this or not, the question is, if you had $2,200 burning a hole in your pocket and you had a lawn, would you buy this? That'll be the second follow-up question.
Got it.
All right. Batmobile robotic lawnmower. Would Esmeralda buy it? Would you?
No.
No. We're absolutely right. Now.
However.
Okay. If you had a lawn, and if you had $2,200 just lying around.
My parents have a lawn. I would buy it for them.
You'd buy it for them. Now, would your parents be like, I don't want a Batmobile rolling around on our lawn?
Well.
That's the question.
The only problem with it is, because I'm sure it doesn't do this, but it probably doesn't do the edges.
Oh, I bet it does.
You think?
It's Batman.
That is my mother's pet peeve.
Is the edges?
She always complains if kids come over to make money and they want to cut the lawn.
They don't do the edges?
Well, one, they just do an awful job because they're little kids just pushing around a lawnmower.
Right.
And then, they don't do the edges. She gets real angry.
She gets angry about the edges.
Oh, and sweeping. Sweeping the sidewalk.
I don't think Batman sweeps.
I don't think it sweeps.
No. All right, so no. I mean, if you had $2,200, you'd go, here, parents, here's a nice gift for you. Here's a stupid Batman Batmobile thing.
Well, if I had $2,200, I'd probably have a lawn.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, I'd buy it for myself.
All right. Well, let's say hello to Steve. The opening bell is coming up. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Nick. I bet this thing has some sort of attachment that shoots off like a bat hook. That cuts, like, the edges and stuff.
Sure, I would love that.
And then it probably, shoots up to the gutter and can fly and then clean out your gutters.
I actually think you get Val Kilmer with it.
Yeah.
I think that happens.
It can't be just a lame bat.
That's right.
Mobile.
The grass clippings going to jail.
Yeah, exactly. It sends out, like, a big bat signal before it cuts your lawn.
Right. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, what's coming up?
That's all coming up next on the opening bell.
All right, thanks, man. Okay. Have a good morning. Okay, Esmeralda, some texts come in. 978 area code says, I bought the steam buggy. And yes, Esmeralda would buy this. It was a steamer that said you could clean anything using the power of steam.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, no, I want that.
The postscript on this? Mine blew up.
Oh, no.
Dave says, would Esmeralda buy the Cook's Breakfast Combo? It's a toaster, coffee pot, and griddle in one.
Yes.
Of course you would.
There are some that are a little more low tech. It makes little sandwiches.
Yeah.
So it cooks the egg, the sausage, and toasts the bread. And then it all pops out and it's already a sandwich.
You are just addicted. We might have to do this once a week. I think we might have to actually do this once a week.
If I made breakfast all the time, I would be so on that breakfast sandwich.
Would Esmeralda buy this? I believe we have a weekly segment. And then finally, 815 area code says, sounds like the pizza slice light might be cool in a basement bar room.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Or a pizza room.
Okay. All right, Esmeralda, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. All right.
Bye.
We'll take a break. We'll come back after this. News is next.